Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Cap Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather right now, it's 86 down on the island in Galveston. And today we're looking at, sunshine along with some cloud intervals, hot and humid, high of 92, west-northwest winds, starting out the day kind of like every day. And southeast winds, they'll be shifting over to about 10 to 20 in the afternoon, but I haven't been seeing that 10 to 20, so it's pretty much the same across the board tonight. Clear skies, few passing clouds, low of 83, southwest 5 to 10. And looking at that moon this morning, man, it's bright. It's not even full yet. That super moon will be on the 19th. That'll be Tuesday night, so, man, what a moon. Kind of cool looking. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We go back on four tides, but the two in the middle, it's pretty much the same as it's been all week, so they'll be real weak. But anyway, you have a high at 6:04 a.m. at the Galveston Channel this morning. It's a 1.6 coming off a negative 0.4 last night. And in the low at 9:24 a.m., it's a 1.5. Then a high at 1:12 p.m., a 1.6. So you got about an inch of movement between those two. So, but anyway, the strong outgoing tonight is at 10:03 p.m. It's a negative 0.4. 6:50 a.m. is sunrise. 7:56 p.m. is sunset. And our moon phase is 94% visibility. All right, looking at current conditions right now, it looks like up around Morgan's Point, it's west at 3. And Clear Lake area, it's northwest at 2. Galveston North Jetty, it is southwest at 8. Looks like down by the pass, it is south at 6. So it's kind of a little bit different directions. Farther inland you go, the more west it gets in it. Along the coast, it looks like a lot of south, all the way from Matagorda all the way over to Sabine Lake. So not too bad. It's doable. Not a ripple on the water up my way coming in this morning. So All right, well, let's get to our phone lines now. Let's go over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with the Hammer this morning, see what he's up to. Captain Glenn Hammond, good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. Good morning, everybody. How are you there, partner?
Everything's good, man.
Good. Yeah, we got a little, well, it's showing south-southeast over here at 6 miles an hour this morning.
Yeah.
But it's doable.
Yeah.
It stopped yesterday morning to zero. I mean, we were doing that repair work. I wanted to get it done early before the sun got up. And I had my buddy Steve, electrician, meet me over at my little commercial place over here. And anyway, we got the meter and the panel and all that mounted up. Got it done before it got too hot. It didn't take but a couple hours, and we knocked that out. Now I'm going to call for my reconnect fee for the power company to get us some electrical down there, and then maybe I can get me some renters in. So that'll be done, and we got that on the back burner now. So, but the only report I heard was Captain Brandon, my next door neighbor, went out. He had a charter yesterday, and he had a 13 and a 15-year-old along with their dad. And they had a lot of fun and caught a lot of fish, from what I hear, using live bait, well, live shrimp underneath the popping cork and the local bays down here. And no problem finding the fish to bite. And there was lots of little nibblers, little bait stealers chewing the legs off of the shrimp. So a lot of that was going on, too. But they ended up with three reds. They got limited reds. Two young little boys were too young to have fishing licenses, so they could only keep that one limited fish. But he had a couple of decent trout, two decent trout, three reds, black drum, some other mixed pan fish. Had a pretty nice little box of fish he came in here with yesterday. Oh, yeah, and they had a 20-inch pounder. And he said he missed one bigger than that at the boat.
Yeah.
It's just good to hear any kind of a flounder story. I mean,
flounder story has been kind of grim and slim this year.
They have.
It kind of looked like it was going to be a good year this spring. We were catching a few, but, man, it's nobody catching many at all right now.
It dropped way off. I don't know what's going on. I was really surprised to see that. That was a nice picture yesterday. He showed me with a... Well, I seen the carcasses laying out in the fish. We all clean the fish at the same place here. And
yeah.
Anyway, the birds do quite well. Seagulls are quite happy. Let's see. A little sad news in the area. You know, for all these years, and I bet you've heard of the red snap hen, haven't you? The red snapper hen has been here for years and years. It's closing its doors. It's
a lot
had
of
enough
going on right now.
But I know it. Burl did it to them. They're on the ground. This building's been on the ground, grandfathered in for years and years and years. And Lynn, the owner, such a nice guy. I remember him through the years. And man, just to have a place like that that's been here for so many years and just closing the doors, it's, you hate to see it. Just one at a time, small businesses. But this was different. This was different because, like I said, it's not up on stilts or anything. It's on the ground, and there's on. Every time a storm comes, you know they got to deal with it and clean it up. I think that had a lot to do with it. I really do. I think they just threw in the towel, like a lot of people do down here along the coast. But anyway, that was a sad news because they had some great food, and I'm gonna miss them.
That's one less hang out for y'all down there now.
We said something about they're going to have that little rally down here yesterday. It must have been real, real quiet because we never heard not a siren one. It was real calm. There wasn't very much traffic in the area, not at our end of the island. So they might have been somewhere else, but nope, it never materialized, and I'm glad that.
What rally were they supposed to have?
Oh, it was going to be a Trump rally right here locally with some kind of a car show or a parade. They were going to have some kind of a, not an art car parade, but some kind of sports car something, but they were going to have a parade or some kind of a Trump rally. And it was out on Facebook, you know, and I don't know if it ever materialized. We'll find out today. We'll find out if they ever had them.
Some Trump boat rallies yesterday I saw some photos of.
Right, right. Well, there's something similar with that was going on here in Surfside. And those people were calling me and telling me about it. But anyway, I looked down. I never seen the traffic.
Good excuse for a party.
Anyway, but you know, even though we don't have a police department right now, we have Brazoria County sheriffs. We have state and locals, you know, DPS. We got constables, marshals. They're from all over the place, and they're chipping in, I guess, until we can figure out what's going on down here. And anyway, little small community without a police force. Hate to announce that on the radio, you know, but y'all behave yourself when you come down.
Everything.
Oh, I bet. And see, I haven't done Facebook in so many years. I just lost touch with all this
anything.
Stuff.
So. Nothing's changed.
No, I just call you to get caught up with all of it. I can always depend on Captain Mickey to catch me up with Facebook. But anyway, tell me some fishing stories over your way. Somebody's bound to be putting some on the wall.
It's early, none on the wall, but just, you know, it's early morning bite, pretty much by 9:30 or 10. It's kind of over.
That's exactly what happened to them yesterday. He said 10:30, the bite just shut down to zero.
There's been a, you know, midday bite in the afternoon, you know, around 1 or 2, but everybody's already hot, and they just want to come on in. They already had a good, I mean, you can only catch 3 trout. And once they have their limit and they fish for reds for a while and it starts getting hot, then, you know, they're pretty much coming in.
Well, that's the thing to do, man. Don't play with it. I know yesterday I had to. In that little bit of time we were down there and putting those boxes up, I had to go get under my palapa. You know, we had a big old palapa built down there, and I got underneath it, and I was kind of like shaking, you know, and I said, Glenn, you're right on the verge, buddy. Just sit here and drink a cold bottle of water. You don't need no heat stroke. And so can't play with it and get our age. And anyway, we got her done and cooled off, and I drank me 3 or 4 bottles of water. And I'm an ice water drinking son of a gun. I drink 4 or 5 bottles of ice water a day,
or
at least easily this time of year. But bait camp. So you're gonna, if you find live bait, anywhere from $18 to $24 a quart. It's different prices, different
18,
bait camp.
Huh? That's
yes, sir.
I've heard in a long time.
Well, Yeah, but it ain't for everybody. It's kind of a guide deal for some people, and not for me, but for some people, get it a little bit cheaper. And you're not, anyway, normally $22 a quart. That's what you're going to pay, $22 a quart. Some of them have it for $24 a quart. They did get some croakers in at a couple of the bait camps. Seen the yellow flags flying yesterday.
Those are what, dollar a piece?
Those are $1 a piece if you're going to get the croakers, and $5 a dozen for mud minnows or finger mullet. And that's about it. Let's see. I don't think. And then the dead bait, you know, we talk about that black flag. Well, yeah. they probably just sell as much or more dead bait. You wouldn't believe the pounds of dead shrimp that they sell.
Yeah.
I mean, you have people coming in. That's a, you know, that's just an all around used piece of bait right there is fresh dead shrimp. You know, catch so many things. But let's see, other than that, Captain Mickey, kind of getting dry around here, and I'm not going to complain about it because our mosquitoes have almost evaporated. Now they're
man,
disappearing.
I haven't been bitten by a mosquito in a while. I'm enjoying it.
Yes,
the
sir.
The flies took their place. You know, these flies come in waves. I don't know what's causing it.
Oh, they're horrible here.
They'll be bad for 2 or 3 days, and then they'll just disappear. And I'm going, wow, this is nice. But
well, they showed up here because we have flies like crazy everywhere. They're on they just landed on the side of my truck.
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere. They're bad. They're, you know, I really hate mosquitoes worse, but I don't like flies much better either. Anyway,
All the flies do is eat garbage and bother people.
I'm going to get out and got me a trip going with a couple guys on Tuesday. So we'll see how it is. We'll get out there and see if we can put them on some fish. Our routine is a live bait underneath the popping corker in the mornings and working the oyster reefs and that kind of a thing in the shallow bays and, you know, just the towheads and that kind of, you know, I just, it depends on which way the current's flowing around and which side I get on, which way the wind's blowing. And you can power pole down on some of that shallow structure and just use it as a target and always catch you something prowling around those rocks and oyster shells and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Very fortunate to have the fish we got, Captain Mickey. Everybody takes care of it and only take what you need and release all the rest and we'll be okay. I think our population of fish is doing okay right now.
Good deal. All right, Hammer. Yes. Well, somebody wants to give you a call, give them a number, man. They can get a hold of you.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you, buddy. 713-208-0683. Happy Fun Sunday to everybody, and I'll talk to you next week, partner.
All right, Glenn. Later, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till 4. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 418 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run down to Freeport. Let's check in with Jeff Naylor. Captain Naylor, what's going on, man?
What's up, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm in here, man. You sound a little reserved this morning.
Yeah, buddy. It's a
long hot day yesterday.
Yes, it was. It sure was. Man, we're doing the Vets weekend, so it's events and people and more than usual. So yeah, man, I tell you, you hit it right on the head. It was hot. It was real hot yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And man, we're gonna turn and burn and go today, and I think there's gonna be a little bit more of a breeze. Seems like the winds picked up a little bit more last night than it did the previous night. So might be a little bit of a battle going out, maybe. I hope not, but we'll see. But, yeah, man, I mean, fishing in general was really good, man. We had a dock full of fish, I'll tell you that. And, you know, the blue water's in a lot closer now. We started out kind of south and pretty good clear blue water and ended up a little bit on the east side of Freeport, and it was kind of murky back there again. So it's, I think it's coming in. I keep hearing about blue water on the beaches, but I didn't see it.
I'm not seeing it. You know, I'm hearing about it. Maybe they don't know what real blue water looks like.
Yeah.
Sure, and I think this clean and clear, you know, as calm as it is, but it's, you know, ink blue is
right.
A big difference. Way big.
Yeah.
Difference.
Big time. Yeah. But, man, overall fishing was good. You know, those Vets is, you know, it's not many trips. You know, I'm satisfied with all the trips I do. But, man, you know, when you take Vets and some people who really deserve it.
It's satisfying,
you know,
isn't it?
There you go. Yeah, it sure is. It's very humbling, too, at the same time. You know, and SOD, the group that we do this fishing trip for is just a super solid bunch of folks, and you know, they're always really eager to you know throw a helping hand in. It's just they're an incredible group, and of course they do kids too on top of it, disabled kids, and so yeah, it's always a really, and you know, I can't wait to do this weekend. And when it comes around, it's you know, I feel like I need to sleep all day Monday, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. How many boatloads of these folks are you taking?
So we did three this year. We did three boats.
Right.
Really, because Academy was filming, and so they had a film crew on yesterday. The third boat was technically supposed to be the film boat, and we cruise around and you know, it didn't designate itself as a film crew, but we had three boats and cruise on all three boats. So yeah, we had a pile of folks.
Who was running the lead? Sharky
every year, man. He's been super cool about stepping up and doing this with me, and you know,
that's cool.
It is really neat. And, man, for him too, especially because he's got to come all the way from Galveston, you know, Friday he's burnt out, and I don't blame him. You know, I think he's on, what, day four or five of a 12-day run, and almost every single one of his trips right now are 12-hour trips. And, geez, I mean, you know, to drop all the way down here on Friday, I can only imagine. I mean, I can't do anything but thank them. You know, they really mustered the strength to make it happen. Cause I know I'm tired, you know, and it's so weird. You know, it was a full moon yesterday, so I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. I mean, we hit the kingfish spots early on, which in a full moon historically is not a good bite. And it wasn't yesterday. It was terrible. The kingfish bite in the morning, you know, we ended up going out and getting snapper. Luckily, you know, I've been leaving these, I've had one spot that in some deeper water that I checked early in the year, and it was full, and I left it alone all year long just so I could do this one trip. So we went and hit that, and it was stellar, of course. And after we got done with that, we moved out to the shrimp boats. We found one out there, excuse me, but it was dead. There was no blackfin on it. It was in blue water, which is weird. Should have been hot, but oh, yeah, it is not. I don't know what the deal is with blackfin. Been trying to network with people up and down the coast to find where they're at. I think we've caught one all year long. That's it.
They're all over Louisiana. Richard, you know, the fish dude from Conroe, he did a 24-hour trip over there. He was going to Venice, but the guy he had booked, his boat broke down. He couldn't get a part for it so they could go. So they found somebody out of Cocodrie, and they went out, and he sent me a picture of it yesterday. They were in a big Freeman, and the whole front of that boat's just covered with nasty fish, man. I think they had 53 or 54 black fins and two big yellow fins. You know, they caught those on lures, and they missed a couple of other big ones. And then,
wow,
I don't know how big that pile of snapper was. It was a bunch of them, a bunch of big old snapper, and I had a meat haul.
Wow. I've seen several of those guys over there. You know, there's a guy that goes out at, you know, down the Bayou Charter or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. They're heavy in the jigging, and they've been catching clean snapper like it's gone out of style. I'm so jealous, man. I at some point when I get break free a little bit, that's our goal, is to go try to find some of those exotic fish, I guess, for this area.
Yeah.
But man, boy, they are on top of them. Holy cow. I bring pile. You know, when you see those pictures and they're so loaded up, and I'm not the guy that's going to count fish in a picture, but when I see a picture and it's got, you know, all dock full of groupers or something, I'm like, how is that possible? You know, is that even legal? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, congratulations to them. I mean, shoot, who am I to say? I'm not.
I failed to mention they had some grouper, too. They had.
They had
a pile, man. I didn't count all that, but I just took Richard's word for it.
Yeah, he definitely.
I bet he was tired after a 24-hour deal.
Oh, I bet. You know, that's a lot of work, all that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of the pictures I saw from the down south bayou, or excuse me, down the bayou guys, was they had like four fireback groupers, which in themselves is, you know, a diamond in the rough. You're very hard to find those.
How many species of grouper are there? God.
Oh, my good night. There's a bunch of them, I'll tell you that. And, you know, and luckily, to pictures like that, the only reason why I know, you know, and recognize a lot of the different flavors, when you can see them all sitting right next to each other, you know, laid out, you know. And, yeah, man, I mean, there's a lot of them I've never seen in person. I've never seen a fireback in person. I've never seen Kitty Mitchell. Actually, no, I take that back. I have seen the Kitty Mitchell, but I'm a marble grouper. I've never seen a marble grouper, you know, in person. Those are some really cool looking fish. That fireback is just smoking beautiful with all the colors and reds and, you know, oranges and stuff. And they come in different, you know, tones of colors too. You bring one up that looks real yellowy on the bottom and stuff. It's really neat, you know. I think, you know, Casey told me years ago when the party boats obviously were going good, you know, you get that many people out there, he said you'd see a lot of them, you know. It was not super common to get a fireback, but you get one or two a year or something. And, you know, he actually got,
I just looked one up. I've never seen one in person, man.
Oh, my gosh. They are lit up, too.
Cool looking fish, man.
Boy, I tell you, they are gorgeous, man. Gorgeous. That marble grouper, he's not a real good looker, but he's a strange one. It looks a lot like a triple tail, almost identical, you know, with the exception of the color, the browns and, you know, all that. But he has that triple tail look. And, you know, these suckers get like 30 pounds, you know, they're big.
That's
old
cool.
Massive. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get real big. But, yeah, no, I mean, the fishing was pretty decent yesterday in terms of the snapper, blackfin, completely non-existent. Went over, finally started getting a little bit of a kingfish bite, you know, later in the day, probably about noon. And then, of course, we did some beeliner fishing. And, boy, Sharky landed right on top of the good rock. He was just stacking them. And, man, by the time I got around to the good rock, it was already infested with sharks. And
oh,
I ended up breaking it. Oh, yeah. 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 Believe it or not, you know, tons and tons of sharks.
I can't believe how many sharks there are on this planet now. I mean,
it's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, they're up in the bays like that, too. Up my way, I don't even know how many sharks are in my bay right now and the marsh. I mean, it's just crazy.
That is wild. I mean, you know, a lot of the
time you get on fish, there's sharks infested with them. All the bull reds are just loaded with sharks, and even schools of gaff top, you know, sharks are eating everything.
Wow. I wonder if the sharks follow the gaff top and those big drum into the bays from offshore or something.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I mean, what gets them in there? Yeah.
Well, they're attracted to all the fish come there for the fresh water and the bait that it provides, you know, all the schools of shad and everything and shrimp. And,
sure.
Man, it just, I know guys that try catfishing up in the marsh, you know, for like blue and channel cats, and the sharks just eat them up. They can't even, they'll catch a couple of nice catfish, and then here comes the sharks. They just invade them, just cover them up. It's crazy. All bulls, too, bull sharks.
Wow. You know, offshore, and I've said this several times, but, you know, the majority of the sharks that we catch offshore are of the ridgeback species. You know, they got that ridgeback on them, and you're not supposed to keep any of them. But, man, I tell you, 19 out of 20 sharks that you catch out there are going to be these ridgeback sharks. Believe me, we catch a bunch of sharks. It's almost, it is a daily occurrence. I mean, it never... I can't remember a trip we didn't go out there and they get eaten up at least by a big shark, you know. Boy, and they got some big ones. Sharky caught one yesterday. It was, I guarantee you, it was 7 foot if it was two. And, I mean, it was a gnarly shark, big old dusky. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, some of the charter guys, you know, to be really honest, if you're listening on the show, hey, man, do some shark trips. Guess what? It's almost a guaranteed trip. You don't have to work very hard, and you can help us all out at the same time. You know what I mean? So, something to think about, you know. Today,
have to plan for them.
Yeah, really. No kidding, man. I'm not real sure what we're going to do today. I'm considering going east today instead of going south. You know, if there's blue water's not attracting much coming in, I'm going to probably head east and just see what happens. I think there's a lot of folks this time of year, they'll head south from Freeport, and you know, I think the east kind of gets left alone a little bit. And I don't know what exactly we're going to get into today, but you know, another thing too is the mahi, man. We found I think two of the boats found some mahi, would not eat. You know, we had two or three of them circling. I could keep them attracted enough with some chum and stuff, but they would not eat anything that we threw at them. And that was very rare. You know, I feel like good friend of mine, Trent Allen, he was down south at the Weather Buoy yesterday, found a little floating stick and had just piles of them underneath. And he said, man, he couldn't, you know, typically when the mahi won't eat chum or something like that, you know, if you put on a little skirt or something and troll it around them a little bit, they'll just be enticed to do a bite. You know, sometimes you can get them working that way. And he said it was nothing. I mean, they just look at it, you know, and that was it. So we got zero mahi out of it, had several of them that we could have got, I feel like, but just didn't happen on that end either. So, you know, I mean, I don't have a particular spot today that's, you know, hey, this is going to be it. This is where I got to go. So I think I'm just going to freelance a little bit today.
Wing it.
You know, we got,
wing it,
baby. That's it. You know, we got, like I said, man, the vets are such humble people, and they're one of the easiest trips here because I can go out. They're just happy to be there. with along with me. You know, there's very little pressure. We get to just go try and do and experiment a little bit. And, you know, it's such a solid trip.
You know. That's a big treat for them. That's a good experience.
Yeah.
Getting to go out in the blue water like that, it's very nice. And plus, the weather's been so nice, too, for it. Seas are down.
Oh, it sure has.
It's kind of hot.
That's
what those engines are for. Let's cool down.
That's everybody. Right.
All right. Let me cool down with a break. I'll be right back, buddy. Hang with me.
All right.
You're listening to the Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. It's 4:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, Captain Naylor, we're back, my friend.
Back in action.
Back in action. How many boats y'all running today? Same amount?
Same amount. Three. Beautiful thing. We take all the each boat gets a group of vets, and then the second day we switch them up. And some of the SOD crew members will switch up. Of course, their sponsorship, title sponsorship folks will want one of them will be on one of the boats. And so, it's three boats today, baby. We're going hard. Hey, big shout out to, again, with Southern Outdoor Dreams. Kevin Carl is the director of the vets side, and it's amazing. Duke Dammer is the president and the founder of it. They do a lot of kids, again, with the hunts and disabled kids with the – in all different facets of what they're going through. And big shout-out to those guys. That video that I shot – that I posted yesterday was from Mike Phipps, which has been a part of this organization for a long time. And he's the drone guy now, apparently, and he's crushing it. They got just a super, super, super good crew of folks with them. And I know – it's early in the morning. I'm forgetting names, but look, man,
don't leave anybody out, man.
Yeah, really. I mean, was three people out of like 50, which is terrible, but you know, every single one of those guys, they work really hard to do it. And, and it shows they have a great organization with, a good premise and a whole lot of success. So, congratulations to those guys and keep doing what you do. I talked to Duke last night, as a matter of fact, for a little bit, and you never know what this fishing business, what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, in all honesty, it's especially with what I do, you know, in the blue water, the fact of the matter is getting very expensive. This business loses money a lot of times when it should be making money, it's always a what's next year going to look like. Nobody really knows, but I made him a promise that we would stay with him no matter what, and we'd be able to do these vet things every year. And so he was very appreciative of that, and I kind of set myself up for the future, which is good. So again, we're going to take these group of folks out today. They've got USA De Busque put a $1,000 bounty on the biggest fish, and I think it's like $500 for a wahoo, and they didn't say what kind or size or any of that. They said $500 for a wahoo. So I feel like if you're just going to do run and mill trips, you might as well shoot for the big pot fish and see what happens. I don't even know a big fish right now. What is a big fish that you can catch out there that's legal? Probably a big shark, but with the advent of we just discussed, most of these ridgebacks are illegal to keep anyways. That's maybe not on the table. So I don't know what we're gonna do, man. A wahoo would be great, but they're hard to find right now.
Right.
We caught a few little wahoos on a floating stick, and really we found some light rips lately, but nothing real big. I mean, little spots of seaweed everywhere, but nothing bunched up, which is kind of tough. This time of year, if you find a good line of seaweed and you run some lures down it, you know, your chance of catching a little wahoo, little dink wahoo, nothing real big, but, you know, are there. Got a lot of the juveniles that will come floating up with the grass or whatever. And I think, again, well, I'm going to go to the east. You know, I saw nothing going south. So maybe there's a good little rip somewhere. I feel like there's a – you got this blue water line, you know, blue water out south, and you got some murky water out east. Somewhere along the way you're going to find that line. And
yeah,
maybe
there
should
be some kind of rip, you know, holding some good grass and stuff.
You feel like, man, and the way it's been real calm for the last 2-3 weeks, I mean, it really should be stacking up somewhere. I see patches of it everywhere.
I'm just not hearing much about mahi at all this year. They're more scarce than a kingfish, it seems.
Desolate. Tell me that. I haven't even looked at the star board lately. I mean, how did we got any Dorados on it? I know there was that one.
I'm fixing to go to it right now just to see because, you know, they updated it this past week.
Yeah, we're coming up on the last couple weeks of that.
Yeah, Labor Day, it's over, man.
Buddy, boy, I tell you, this summer has gone.
Still only 3 tagged reds weighed in.
No, wow.
2 red tags and 1 blue. All
wow.
this time.
That's
man, let's
incredible.
Look at this Hoff Power Offshore Division. One Dorado, man. A 34-8.
Wow.
And there's 4 more slots open. You know, it's a 20-pound minimum, but still. This time of year, all those slots ought to be full. There's only 2 ling weighed in, over 50.
Wow. Wow.
And
yeah,
Red Snapper,
I mean,
you know, that's a 20-pound minimum, and there's still 1 slot open on that for the leaderboard.
Wow.
Pretty nuts,
man. It is very nuts. It is very nuts. And to be honest with you, like I said, with this, the Adventist blue water coming in a little bit, I would think and hope that may change a little bit if the weather stayed decent and that we get some fishing in. I tell you what, I mean, the lack of fish on the leaderboard is not because there's lack of fishermen out there fishing for them.
Yeah, there's people
out there trying, giving it a go, man. Yeah, I mean, there's no lack of that at all. Just not the big ones, man, and not the right ones. Dorados, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. It's just...
Yeah, that's crazy.
I hadn't even seen a big, you know, normally by this time I've at least seen a glance of one. A lot of times when I'm rolling around, you know, I constantly look at the water and I'll see a big ling or something as I'm zooming by, you know, and I haven't even seen a big mahi, zero.
You know, in August is really a good month for the big ones. You know,
sure.
It is. It's kind of crazy.
Boy, we hit a tree yesterday on our way
Uh-oh.
Out. Yeah, well, no, we didn't hit one. I'm sorry. We saw one and stopped on it.
Oh.
But, that sucker had a ball of bait, man. You look down, it looked like, you know, just an astral arena of bait down there. And there wasn't
a single...
You think
there'd been something good laying under that?
I tell you what, man. I mean, you feel like if there's a big one around, that would be it. And nothing. I mean, it was desolate. Which is so crazy. You know, I don't know, man. We, you know, this kingfish talk has been going on for a long time now. And I talked to Cowboy Mike Jennings last week about the kingfish. And, of course, he's had been running charters out of Freeport for years. But he's gotten into the commercial side of things the last 4 or 5 years. He commercial fishes for Snapper. And I asked him about the viability of the kingfish, and to his understanding, we have one of the last breeding stocks right here off of Freeport right now. And outside of that, from what he's talking to all the commercial guys, it's pretty much over. I mean, you know, even the commercial kingfish guys are completely switching what they're going to do in the future because of it. It's zero, you know. And I think that goes along, you know, kingfish get slow like this. Dorado probably the same thing, you know. But you go down to the Keys, and, I mean, it's like fish in a bucket. I mean, you know, it's crazy. So you know they're there, or, you know, you would hope so anyways. Yeah. And you're just not seeing them, you know, like you should. The ling, for that matter, I mean, we there's very little ling caught this whole year, which, you know, that hasn't been historically the last 4 or 5 years has steadily declined, you know, but, man, I mean, us personally, I try not to take, you know, what's going on just from what we catch, but I'm just seeing pictures of all my friends at, you know, charter fish, and everything seems really slow right now. So,
yeah,
man, really, who knows? And especially going, you know, September 1st, we got next week is open to amberjack. I tell you what, when everything else is slow, it makes a tough amberjack day. when snapper goes away, especially, but, I don't know, man. I hope that the shrimp boats turn on here real soon. There was about, when I was going out about a month ago, there was probably 5 or 6 shrimp boats down south and probably three or four near the Stetson area. There was a few around the intersection. And now that I think there's 3 boats down south, Sharky told me he went to Stetson the other day. None of the shrimp boats were over there. I have not checked the intersection lately, but, you know, they're slowly going away, which I hope that...
wonder what's up with that. I mean, usually...
Yeah.
Back when I used to go out there, I mean, you didn't even have to look for shrimp boats. They were everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they almost like a, you know, a beacon of where you're at, you know. Yeah. Oh, there's 3 blue ones, you know, right there. That's okay. We're over this way. You know, I did stop it. There's several of them that are closer inshore, you know, and I stopped by one about 3 weeks ago or so, and, man, he has some giant, giant shrimp. I mean, they were like jumbos, super jumbos.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, man, we don't go offshore. We don't have to right now. They're just stacked. So maybe it's just a matter of they're inshore fishing opposed to offshore, you know, but man, who knows, man?
Yeah, you hit them shrimp boats close in, and it's Shark City, man.
Shark City, baby.
Lord have mercy. Don't fall in the water.
You know, John Thomas and I were talking about, you know, a couple weeks ago about how we, you know, the good, really awesome trips we had. And I can recall one that was just stellar. We went out about, it was real late in the season. There wasn't a whole lot to get. We were just shrimp boat hopping, seeing what we could do. And we pulled up on one, and I bet you if there was one ling, there was probably 100. And they were all mixed in with some similar-sized sharks. And, boy, we were throwing those top waters and just skipping them across and just watching. It was, make a wake. You know, there were so many chasing those chasing the lure. It was nuts. And, man, those days are long gone, my friend. They are
wonder what the deal is. I mean, conservation's better now than it's ever been.
Sure. Ben, I mean, I tell you, there's more people fishing, too, than there ever has been. I mean, as far as that's concerned.
Well, I hadn't been out there in so many years. I mean, but it used piles. To be kind of crowded when I went.
Yeah, and I say that. You're right, you know, and I'm very reluctant to say that, and I just did on the radio, which is terrible, but, you know, there is a lot of folks out there fishing, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the real answer to the fish issue is. I mean, again, this is year 2 where the blue water hasn't come in.
Right.
Until very late in the season. So, I mean, you know, that has a lot to do with it, too, I'm sure, you know, but I'm no biologist, so I don't want to speculate. But
sure.
It's tough, you know, out there. But, you know, at the end of the day, people are still coming. So there's got to be at least a want and a desire to go out there and have fun and just do what we can, you know. The flip side of that coin, too, is, you know, like on these on the kingfish bite, you know, you don't catch them all year long, and then all of a sudden you find them, and it's like stellar. It's like back in the old days, just one after another. And so there's always the chance, you know.
Boy, they used to be on every street corner, though, you know, back when I fished out there. I mean,
yeah,
if you just wanted to melt everything down, just find you a shrimp boat. I mean, Wing and King just stacked up on them. And it just, my, how times have changed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We stopped, we made a few stops inshore yesterday just to see. We didn't know how the waves were going to be today, so we were trying to find some little close spots. And but we got blanked. There was nothing inshore. And I keep waiting. They got to be getting in here close sometime. I mean, I would feel like in the next couple of weeks, y'all would be able to sit on some of those closer rocks and get some kingfish. They caught them onesie twosies, you know, but nothing real stacked. But, man, I mean, this time of the year, they ought to be right up on the beachfront. You know, maybe not at the jetties, but they ought to be 4 or 5 miles out at least, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on it. It's coming around. It's coming around. I hope. But, you know, in the meantime, man, we're going to go take some really deserving vets today. And, you know, I just like having a really awesome crew, man. How many fish we catch is probably irrelevant, you know. We're just going to go out and have some fun today, which is my favorite kind of trip. So
sure, I'm with you, man.
Oh, Bonnie,
the crew you have makes all the difference in the world.
Oh man, very positive attitude. Yeah, you know that. Oh, Monty, I talked to him last night. I was asking him about the show today, and man, he's stuck in the hospital. Man, he's got staph in his. Well, he got staph last year in his elbow, and it blew up real big. He had to go get that sucker sucked out, and it was a big ordeal. And and apparently it came back like 10 times worse. Man, you're pumping him full of antibiotics and doing that whole rig, you know, deal. And but he, you know, I asked him, I was like, Monty, man, I mean, back in the day, you know, I can't remember talking to a commercial guy that didn't get staph. I mean, all those guys at one point in time, another got staff. He said he never, ever got it in all the years they were fishing, never, ever got staff. And and all of a sudden, man, he's I guess he's having a hard time with it. So,
well, we wish old Monty the best, man. That's
exactly.
That's a shame.
Exactly. If you're around, throw some wishes his way, man. He's a really awesome guy.
He is. Well, Jeff, I hope y'all do good today, man. I know you will. Y'all have fun. That's the main thing. Somebody wants to get with you guys and come down and do some blue water fishing. How they get a hold of you out of Freeport there?
Yeah, man. Give us a call anytime at 979-417-1013 or go to our website at stsladventures.com. If anybody wants to get involved with the Southern Outdoor Dreams, you know, go to their website, their Facebook page. Their banquet is October the 26th here at the Dow Academic Center in Clute. And it'd be a good time, I promise. A lot of real good people.
Great calls, too, buddy. All right, man.
Sure it is.
All right.
Mickey, you don't have too much fun, okay?
Yeah, you too, buddy. Y'all have a good time out there and be safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
Blow all right, brother.
All right,
have a good one. Thanks.
Later. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!